Seguridad Nacional y director ejecutivo de Comandantes por la Seguridad de Israel. Coronel Itamar Yar, buenos días, buena tarde para usted.
Good afternoon.
La primera pregunta, Esther, es si ya cayeron todas estas personas, es decir, toda la cúpula del régimen iraní está muerto, ¿qué más tiene que pasar para que se acabe la guerra?
Good morning, sir, and thank
you. Spanish.
Oh. Did you understand?
No.
Ah. Sir, once all the high commands are being taken down by Israel, all the regime's inner circle has already fallen, what else does it have to do? What else is Israel waiting for the war to end?
First of all, I would say that I don't think that there is anybody in the world that can say what President Trump will decide tomorrow morning, not to speak about this evening. I think that the American president, the current one, take his decisions from minute to minute, and those that think that somebody really influence him, I think that they are wrong. So I'll start with that. I don't know the real answer. What I can say is that the war itself against Iran is something that had happened because Iran had threatened for years to destroy the West. They speak about Israel, of course, but Israel was only an easy excuse on their way to Europe and on their way to other places because they are against the whole Western culture. And in this sense...
Let me translate that really quickly. I'm sorry to interrupt. Nos dice que él no sabe la respuesta real a esa pregunta porque pues nadie sabe lo que pueda hacer después el presidente de los Estados Unidos, Donald Trump, lo que decida mañana o esta tarde. Eso es absolutamente impredecible porque es un presidente que toma decisiones al minuto con la influencia de sus asesores más cercanos. ¿Nos puede decir, eso sí, que esta guerra contra Irán pasó realmente por las amenazas que lleva adelantando Irán durante años con destruir Occidente? Nos dice que Irán habla sobre Israel, pero realmente Israel es solo una excusa y ese camino para llegar a Europa y otros países porque simplemente están en contra de la visión de Occidente.
Ayer dimitió Joe Kent, director del Centro Nacional Antiterrorista de Estados Unidos, diciendo que Irán no era una amenaza para Estados Unidos y que solo siguieron a Israel. ¿Cree el señor Yar que se precipitaron Estados Unidos e Israel al atacar Irán?
Yesterday, the former head of counterterrorism, Joe Kent from the U.S., resigned from his post. He said that, the U.S. was acting according to Israel's orders. Do you think that Israel and the U.S. maybe acted too rapidly?
Too rapidly. It's funny. The Iranian threatened to destroy, as I said, Israel, and they've done it through Hezbollah. They tried to do it, of course, through Hezbollah, through Hamas, through the Houthis. And the target was not only Israel. The target was everybody that against themselves in Lebanon, in Syria, not to speak about foreign ships in the near Yemen. So to have a nuclear capabilities and long-range missiles, as we see, targeting many places, not only Israel, all over the Middle East, to have a nuclear weapon or even to become closer, as they have been, they didn't have it, but they became closer and closer, and they admit that they have materials that allow them to have several nuclear bombs, to have or even the potential that this kind of regime that declared that this is their aim is something that is developing for many, many years. So I think that the question, is it too quickly? Or I can't understand even the question. The fact that President Trump decided to go now as I said, those that believe that anybody, that there is anybody in the entire world, including the Israeli prime minister,
yes,
that I don't agree with many of his policies, but to think that somebody, including Mr. Netanyahu, can push Trump to do something, I think those that know Trump and realize what Trump is doing know that it's ridiculous.
Yes, now, let me translate that. I'm sorry to interrupt. I need to translate. I'm sorry. Nos dice que es bastante chistoso pensar que esto es una actuación rápida porque los iraníes han amenazado con destruir Israel y con destruir Occidente y lo han hecho a través de Hezbollah, de Hamas, de los hutíes. Nos dice que el blanco no es solo Israel. Nos dice que el blanco realmente es todo el que piense distinto a ellos. En Líbano, en Siria, sin hablar de los bancos extranjeros que transitan cerca de sus costas. Nos dice que las capacidades nucleares y los misiles de largo alcance que ha venido desarrollando Irán es un peligro para Medio Oriente, como lo hemos visto en los últimos días, que les permite incluso pues atacar los países del Golfo. Nos dice que el hecho de que ellos tengan materiales que les permitan en un futuro tener bomba nuclear, que él cree que no lo hay en el presente, pero si tienen, digamos, ese material que le hubiese permitido hacerlo en el futuro, y tan solo que se acerquen a ese objetivo de crear una bomba nuclear, pues es un peligro que debía detenerse en este momento. Y cree que es ridículo que la gente afirme que simplemente Netanyahu fue el que arrastró a Donald Trump a esta guerra, porque pues él dice que los que conocen a Donald Trump saben que él decidió actuar ahora simplemente por la amenaza que representa Irán.
Esther, por favor, pregúntele al coronel sobre la situación presente, y es que toda acción genera una reacción. Hace una hora, Israel bombardeó el más importante campo gasífero de Irán, e Irán anuncia que va a bombardear los más importantes sitios de producción de hidrocarburos del Golfo Pérsico. ¿Eso no es poner en riesgo al mundo entero como estrategia?
So regarding the current situation, we know that every action generates a reaction. A few hours, Israel attacked Iran's natural gas reserves, and now Iran is saying they're going to attack the certain sites in the Persian Gulf. Don't you think that is also putting the rest of the world at risk?
Look, again, we need to remember the Iranians attack the Gulf states with more missiles than they attacked Israel in the last few weeks. The Iranians attack energy centers in Saudi, in Qatar, in the Emirates, in Bahrain, in Kuwait lately. So how exactly you think that the fact that Israel in this case, if it is Israel and not Americans, attack some kind of energy center in Iran, a limited attack, this is the provocation? I think that it is the minimum element that you need to do to convince those that run the Iranian system that if they will go on with it, they will not survive, because the energy in Iran is the main resource for the Iranian regime. Now, of course, you can make much more harm to the Iranians in terms of energy, not to speak about the other things. But I think that it is a minimum response to what the Iranians have done. And I will remind you another thing. The Iranian attack the Saudis' energy centers few years ago already. So I don't think that the Americans or the Israelis or somebody else started to deal with the energy facilities before the Israelis or the Americans were the first to do it. It's exactly the opposite. I would say more than
that,
I think.
Please, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Pues nos dice que, de nuevo, él quiere insistir en que simplemente Irán está atacando estos países del Golfo con esos misiles de largo alcance. Nos dice que estos ataques que vienen desde Irán a los diferentes centros de energía en Qatar, en los Emiratos, en Bahrein, en Kuwait, esos ataques que hemos visto en los últimos días en Arabia Saudita, pues simplemente son una amenaza para estos países del Golfo. Entonces no entiende cómo se piensa que Israel atacando estos centros de energía en Irán pueden resultar en una provocación, porque esos ataques por parte de Irán a los países del Golfo y los aliados pues ya vienen ocurriendo incluso desde años atrás. Entonces, para él es lo mínimo que debe hacer Israel para convencer a los que hacen parte del sistema en Irán que si siguen con estos ataques, pues simplemente no van a sobrevivir. Nos dice que la principal fuente del régimen en Irán es la energía, y pues eso está haciendo un daño terrible a los iraníes, sí, pero es lo mínimo que pueden hacer como respuesta a los ataques que han hecho los iraníes en los países del Golfo en los últimos días. Entonces, él no cree que esto lo haya comenzado Israel y Estados Unidos, sino por el contrario, es una iniciativa iraní a la cual Israel y Estados Unidos deben responder.
En este momento, Tulsi Gabbard, la directora de Inteligencia Nacional, está declarando en el Congreso de los Estados Unidos y ha dicho que después de la operación Midnight Hammer, Irán, las instalaciones nucleares de Irán fueron destruidas y que desde entonces no se ha visto esfuerzo para el enriquecimiento de uranio. Pero se está diciendo que Irán estaba a días o semanas de tener la bomba atómica. ¿No es eso contradictorio?
So at this moment, Tulsi Gabbard is speaking. She's speaking about the operation, but she's currently saying that the nuclear facilities in Iran, they were destroyed, and that up until the moment there were no try for uranium enrichment efforts. But at the same time, they were saying that the nuclear weapon was, Iran had the nuclear weapon. Don't you think that that is also a bit contradictory?
Look, Iran doesn't have a nuclear weapon yet, but the Iranians have done almost everything to reach it in a short time. There is a discussion would have taken months or even 1 or 2 years, but the Iranian declared, we don't need to guess, the Iranian declared that they are determined to reach nuclear weapons and nuclear capabilities. Now, those that said that the nuclear capabilities of the Iranian were destroyed, I think that they don't have the basic information that is published. The 400 kilos of uranium that is ready for a nuclear bomb, not ready for a civilian energy. This kind of uranium is used only in nuclear bomb. Okay, so they have it, but it's buried under the rebels of as the results of what the Americans have done a few months ago. The Iranian declared that once the war will be over, they will do what need to be done to take it out and again to develop the nuclear weapon. But I would like to say something more. Look, those that are saying that the American and perhaps the Israeli attacks will change the Iranian regime, they are wrong. You can't change a regime by attacking from the air. What the Americans and, in a sense, the Israelis are doing now, with the help of the Gulf states, in many ways, is to try to weaken the regime in two ways. One way is to target their capabilities to attack others. But the other element is to convince those that take the decisions still in Iran that the motivation to go on is wrong and they will be destroyed. And this is the reason why you see that one by one the leaders disappear, and all that is waiting,
yes,
to have conditions that will allow the Iranian people to send, yes, those that use terror, yes, against themselves for years to take over,
okay,
and to change Iran.
We have to translate, Officer Itamar Yar. Thank you very much for your time. And again, we hope that the peace arrives very soon to the region. Thank you again.
We all hope the same.